And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is a right mixed bag of bands that I've seen in the last week or two, new bands that are just out. Someone who sent me a track all the way from the States. We played on the show before, and she's got a track coming out next. She's got a new album coming out next year, but she said, "Would I have a listen to it and see whether I fancy playing it?" I do. We've got something from the Vaults. We've got my favourite band ever. We've got a word of the week that's absolutely brilliant. I'm going to tell you what it is right now, Tone. It's pomph or pumph.
Pumph.
Rather like pleathered. This came about as me being under the effects of potentially a jazz cigarette, saying I am perfectly comfortable and saying I'm pumphable. So this is more news about pleathered later on. But here's a band that won't make you perfectly comfortable or pumph, as it's been shortened to, and that's POMF, made up by me, pumph, meaning perfectly comfortable. This is UK Vacant, and who the fuck are you? UK Vacant, and who the fuck are you? What do you think of that, Tone?
Nice.
It's a nice friendly start to a nice friendly show. And we've got I've got a special guest before we go any further. Felix Hamboy is here in the Highwayman's Lodge. Say hello, Felix.
Hello, Felix.
There you go, Felix is here. So Felix will be popping in just a little bit during the show. He's going to come and sit next to me like a big girl and mess things up now. I was expecting him to go over there, and he's going to go there. Yeah, go over there for a minute, will you, mate? Yeah, try not to spill any, but you know, it's not the cushions I'm concerned about. So anyway, UK Vacant are a new band made up of lots of old bands, Tony. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/UK Vacant.
It is. That was very positively done.
I thought I'd try positivity for once.
It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 0. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury under us here. Whoa, it's fancy having Dr. Slaggerbury under you.
No.
Fair enough. Would you like to talk? Oh, hang on then. Just all he's done so far, Felix is coming to my flat. He's coming to the Highwayman's Lodge. Right, he's walked in. He spilt beer. Now he's gone for a shit.
Nice.
He's just. Or maybe it was just a piss. I don't think you know about this new feature we've got, Felix, called Tony's International Gig Guide. You didn't know about that. Well, there's a little song that goes with it. Tony, should we do the song and then maybe Felix will join in next time?
Okay.
Alright, so ready. So it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That is beautiful. Do you reckon you can do that, Felix? Because we've never done it with three before.
Huddle up to the mic.
Yeah, so we'll do some harmony straight away. Right, so, 3, 2, 1. Tony's International Gig Guide. Ah! So, what are you got for us, Tony?
That's beautiful. Got a quick one from Insane Star. Saying, hiya.
Oh, Insane Star's my favourite.
Really? I don't know if
Well, simply because I still haven't sent me that bloody thing.
Haven't you? Oh, dear. I don't know if any punk listeners will be interested, but Deviant UK are playing at the Afterlife Club at the Clary in Redcar. That's on the 19th
Redcar,
of January.
Redcar, Tony. Redcar.
Redcar. Redcar, Redcar. Okay.
No, Redcar. The Victorians added the R to make it sound posh. It's an old Viking name. Oh, Insane Star loves me more every day. She's such a goth. She even lives near Whitby.
Nice. So that's the 19th of January. Next year. Doors open 8 p.m. From Insane Star. That's in...
Do we know how much it is?
It doesn't say. Just where it is and when.
Oh, in that case then, that's all from Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh! Now, I haven't got any MySpace comments, Tony.
No? Oh.
No, well, I've had some advertising various things, but they're not doing it through the right channel. They're not doing it through Tony's International Gig Guide. So they're not getting a mention. So if you do have a MySpace comment for us, please do leave a message on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. We used to get loads a week, now we get none a week. I think you've all fucked off to Facebook myself, which has left me less than pumph. However, I do have some additional material from one of our very best friends and listeners, Bill from New York. Now, Tony, I imagine you're pleased about that?
Oh, yes. Love Bill.
Yeah, I just wonder whether you're still going to talk on this show or not, or whether it was just me and Felix now. So this is what came through earlier this week. Paul B. I prefer Paulie B, but it's fine. Paul B. I got a few different iTunes cards for Christmas, so I thought I would stock up on music from Punky that I've yet to buy. I got a few of the bands that you've been going on about for the past few months. Argy Bargy! Guns on the Reef, Resistance 77... open brackets, quickly becoming a favourite, close brackets, Bill Hampfey up there with Stuart Pearce and Joe Guest, and of course Goldblade. I have a very long flight ahead of me, and I am looking forward to listening to these a few times. I also have $2 left on the card, and I'm holding off until the next Punky comes out, and I will buy my favourite. Happy holidays to you and Tony, and I will speak to you soon. Bill, New York. I can't argue with the bloke, can I?
No.
You can't argue with him. He even gets the time right. And Bill is, of course, right. And I was right as well, because I knew he'd like Archie Bargy. And he was always going to like Resistance 77 and Goldblade album's fantastic. Guns Are on the Roof, interesting. I heard from their PR people last week, and they have got a new some tracks coming out that we're going to be getting sent very, very soon. Now, Tone, have you got any podcast, Ali?
I do.
Brilliant.
Yes, thank you all for your vote so far this month. It's doing well. But if you haven't voted so far, we still need your vote. So do vote for us. Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because I read them out. And here's the top five for this week. First one, this is the best and I should know, and that's from Paulie B. Thanks for that, Mr. Paul.
That bloke never is anything wrong.
No. And next, great show and great hosts. This show makes my ears shrill with pleasure. It also makes my nipples hard, but I don't like admitting that in public. And that's from Tony. That's nice.
That bloke never gets anything right.
No, rubbish. I can't say email, but there you go. Boss.
No, you can't. You've been picked up on about that once again, by the way.
Yeah.
You're saying email. Email. You say email address. It upsets people.
It does upset. Well, oh well.
How many have I had down in my diary? Kimblood.
There's worse things to get upset about in the world. Don't worry about it. Boss, Punky is the bossest. That's from Los Machados.
Los Machados.
Very nice.
It is the bossest as well, don't worry.
No. See, I wasn't going to vote, but I don't want to end up X to X with Tony for X equals any body part. So, here have my coerced vote. Punky rules, fucktards. That's from Vanal TJ.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, Vanalt J, maybe. Who knows?
And is that a math milk? Math men? No, that is a mathematical equation, isn't it? Tony's X plus someone's X equals X. There's that, Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's the equation for fun. But there you go. Punky will set you free. Please listen to Punky. It's the only thing that silences the voices in my head. And that's from Mark. Thanks, Mark.
Which Mark? Do we know which Mark?
No idea, just Mark.
Just random Mark.
Just a Mark. Mm. And there's the votes for Podcast Live. Thank you all.
There's them, their votes. Ah. Yeah, thank you. And please do keep voting over Christmas, because lots of people don't bother over Christmas on other podcasts. So it gives us a chance to creep up. And we haven't heard, I haven't noticed the usual Soupy Tratto voting up in there amongst it, unless it's something I've missed. So
he's probably waiting until the 30th of December.
Yeah, I should think so, yeah. But hey, a vote, don't forget, a vote for Punky is a vote for British justice.
That's right.
Track two, Tone.
Yes.
Track two is by A Broke Heart Pro. Do you remember A Broke Heart Pro?
Yeah. Remember the name?
It's the lovely Jeanette, and she is from Los Angeles, and all around there. And I just missed her last time, because she was doing Easter things with her family, rather selfishly, while I was there. But anyway, I got an email from her yesterday saying, hey, look, I've sent you this this new track. I hope you don't mind listening to it. It's going to be on my album next year. I wonder what you think of it and whether you consider playing it in advance of the album coming out next year. So, from the forthcoming album of next year, I'm about to play it. What I want to know is, what is A Broke Heart Pro's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BrokeHeartPro.
No, it's MySpace.com/ABrokeHeartPro. Tony 1, Paul of the Internet 1, Bullets Ain't Breaks. Was A Broke Heart Pro and Bullets Ain't Breaks on the forthcoming album that comes out sometime in the middle of next year. Is this advanced or what? This is like 6 months before it comes out and we got one of the tracks of it. Oh, I feel so special. Makes you feel really pumped. You're listening to the Guana Bats. Now, Tone, I have some more additional material. Please do keep the emails coming to paulieb@punkyradio.com with anything that you'd like to talk about that won't fit into a MySpace comment or etc, etc. The other thing, you know the deal now. This one has come through from Fitz of the Dave Fitz Experience from Flower Town suburb of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which presumably is near Fishtown. But I'm really, really pleased about
that.
Must
be, yeah.
Flower Town, Fishtown. It says that that city's just a, it's just fish and chips waiting to happen, isn't it? Right. So anyway, this came through. Now this is quite long and involved, and I'm not talking about the contents of my pants. Dear Paul, open brackets, and hi Tony, close brackets. I didn't realise you've been smoking. I realise that you're free to define words however you like, but I thought I'd clarify the intent of the submitter of pleathered. Artificial leather is referred to as pleather. That's why pleathered was originally submitted as leathered on artificial substances, i.e. ecstasy. I don't think perfectly leathered represents the original spirit of the word of the week submission. Also, I was listening intently to last week's show, 2nd of December, so the week before last, for more from Dave Fitz. I was disappointed. Thanks for not forgetting to pop the cinnamon gum this week. That was probably the craziest judgmental speaking has ever been, but it was still a very logically constructed argument. Obviously, I have no idea, Tony. I was under the influence of cinnamon gum.
Yeah.
Since this email is no longer just a short reminder, I'll add a couple more things. I put my band's CD, Fritz is chuckling about it. I put my band's CD in an envelope and addressed it to Punky Radio. But I have Paulie B syndrome and never get around to going to the post office. Ain't that the truth? That was me, not him. I'm planning to send it tomorrow. I forgot to enclose anything explaining the CD, so I'll send another email with any information you need. Open brackets, I wrote a haiku for you, close brackets, after I stick it in the box. I've been listening since before you started talking about GoDaddy, and I still laugh every time I hear you explain SSL certificates, which are...
Sales.
Thank you. Why is Leicester pronounced Leicester? I swear there should be another syllable in there. Bloody Americans, they're never going to get this right, are they? Hey, do you know the way to Leicester Square? No, fuck off. Right. To clarify things a bit, I've contacted you from a bunch of different names, so I'll help you put some things together. Dave Fitz and Fitz on podcast on podcast alley. Here comes Bod. Oh no! Here comes Soupy Twatto. Twat twat.
Okay.
Dave Fitz and Fitz on podcast alley. I made Tony say cunt on the 24th of November. Fitz of the Dave Fitz Experience podcast. Dave doesn't listen. Fuck Dave. Fitz of Backwards Alphabet. That's the band with the CD I'm sending you. Mike Fitzsimmons. My wife's vagina is a twat. You can keep referring to me as Dave Fitz because it's the most distinct. Or not. It doesn't really matter. Fitz of the Dave Fitz Experience. Well, thanks very much, Fitz.
Fair enough.
I think he's cleared everything up there, Tony.
Yeah.
And gave me an excuse for a new website, Podcast Alley. I am definitely going to come up with more of that next time. Now, Tone.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. They are all appreciated because, as you know, I love me some twat. But if you do have a twat to nominate, I'm always eager for more. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. And this week's from a new listener. Who says?
Oh, what?
A new listener. Tony, I am
new listener.
New.
Oh.
I am new to Punky and have loved every single podcast. I am writing to nominate my Is a Twat. Elsa from Texas. Because she's
Oh,
the
I
most...
love her already. Because I love me a Texan broad.
She's the most disrespectful office mate. First of all, she waltzes into the office as if her shit don't stink. She orders greasy burgers for breakfast at 10 a.m. and stinks up the whole
office.
Tony,
stop. Stop, Tony, stop. Stop.
What?
She is already... She's from Texas, yeah?
Yeah.
She's a 10-gallon twat. Sorry. You may continue.
Thank you. So she orders greasy burgers for breakfast at 10 a.m. and stinks up the whole office. When she is done, she then tries to cover up the smell with some cheap-ass air freshener and makes it worse. Then she has the radio on a lame station that plays Ace of Base, Celine Dion, Aqua and Toni Braxton. To top it all off, she blasts the music to where I can hear it, three offices down from ours. When she's talking on the phone, she talks so loud that again I can hear her annoying ass voice three offices down from ours, and that is why Elsa is a twat. Sincerely, Sugar Kitty.
Oh, she just keeps getting better. Oh, what's this?
Oh, what?
Well,
she uses an air freshener, cheap ass. That's never going to cover anything.
That's true. Was that a beepy noise? Stop standing on the thing and plug the thing back in. Plug it back in now. That's right. If you're wondering what the thing was, it was Felix standing on the thing.
Okay. You don't want to stand on that.
You don't want to stand on the thing.
No.
But you do want to go and see the things, who, of course, in Dublin, absolutely brilliant. Mm.
So...
Right, Tank, sorry. So I am ready, yes.
That's deserving. So, yeah, so... Elsa from Texas...
is a twat!
Is it?
Oh, cool.
So thank you for that.
Mostly we need a bit more information than just the state, don't we?
Yeah.
That's quite close, though, isn't it?
It's better than most. At least you put it in there.
Yeah, it's still absolutely brilliant because it's a girl called Elsa from Texas. Sorry, what was the girl called?
Sugar Kitty.
Oh, right, so...
It's probably not a given name.
It's Elsa that's the twat. No, yeah. Probably not a given name, yeah.
No.
Although, we don't know her family background.
True. So, yeah.
Well, that was that. Here's the next one. So that was We the Faceless and Firefly. What do you think of that, Tone?
Nice.
I know who's going to like that.
Who's that?
Insane Star. That's one for her, definitely.
Are you picking music for her now?
I'm getting obsessed.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to keep hold of the CD till she comes down and begs for it. And maybe the CD. Nice. Right, so I've got some info about them.
Okay.
And this doesn't come out till March either. God, we're good. Formed in March 2007, We The Faces are London's new grunge sensation, heavily influenced by the punk, hardcore and grunge scene of the 1990s. The band have brought their diverse musical and cultural backgrounds together to give the sound a modern twist. The four-piece play music fueled by a raucous edge that always guarantees an energetic and entertaining delivery. The dense but minimal sound allows the music to charge on with compelling contrast between the vulnerable but powerful vocals and the surrounding instrumental storm. There you go. That's exactly what that was like. Speaking of minimal and dense, the track you're about to hear is by Marv. as I tell you about GoDaddy after handing my jazz cigarette to Felix. No problem. Right, now, Tone.
Yeah.
I know that you know nothing about GoDaddy, do you?
No.
Let me tell you. Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. Sorry, what code was that, Tony?
PUNKY2.
Thank you. It's a no-brainer, and why is that?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Oh, there's one other thing, isn't there, Tony?
There's something else, yeah. There is a new promotion for the UK that runs from the 15th of December to the 15th of January. But may get extended slightly. But basically, the deal is 25% off orders of £68 or more. And for that one, so if you spend over £68, use the code PUNKY25. And you'll get 25% off.
Tony didn't say, what's that code?
What's that code?
PUNKY25.
That's the one. And that's 25% off orders of £68 or more.
And why has that changed, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Well done, exactly. Oh, who needs Skype? we could do that perfectly. So, yeah, basically, if you want some computer-type internet stuff for Christmas or you want to give someone a gift, so, I mean, why not get them some GoDaddy stuff? Because it's like it's a decent thing. Fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah. We've heard good things.
Now then, Tone.
Yes.
First of all, have you heard about Marv yet? Do we know about Project Marv?
No, I've lost complete track, which might be more my fault than his, because I've been a bit busy.
All right then. Well, maybe we'll find out soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
This next track. Now, I was reading in the Sunday Times magazine on the way back from Bristol on Sunday, a very interesting article by A.A. Gill on how Iceland has gone bankrupt and how it's our fault. Right, now the thing is, the exchange rate, baby, as you know, the British, the pound, for the first time in living memory, is in a mess.
Yeah.
But it's not in as bad a mess as the Icelandic krona, which is absolutely fuckadoodled, and it's largely thanks to Gordon Brown saying, I need to do something for the British public, so I'm going to say, Yabu sucks to Iceland. It's the first time we've done it since the Cold War, it's fair enough. But it has left them really knackered, but you know what, Iceland is a nation of bad luck. And they're taking this really, really well. They're going, oh, well, back to nothing. We never deserved all the big cars anyway, really. We're only a little country in the north that is where Björk's from. And where I've been to the northernmost Indian restaurant in the world, of course, which is owned by Björk's mum. But that's another story. Oh, speaking of which, Tone.
Yeah.
Postgate died, didn't he? The lovely, lovely Oliver Postgate died.
Yeah, I saw
died.
That on the news the other day.
There's me going, and that's another story. He goes, so Oliver Postgate died. Bagpuss. Big, fat, furry, fat puss. Baggy and a bit loose at the seams. So what's the next bit for it? You know, Hearns of a Who, a Shoot of a Who, Hearns of a Who's of a Who. But Emily loved him. So anyway, I'd like to dedicate this song to Iceland, seeing as they're all knackered and bankrupt. This is one of my favourite bands ever. I'm going to tell you what it is now, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. This is King Kurt and Back on the Dole.
We can't write no more songs, so it's farewell and so long. We'll be back on the dole next year. Well, my budget has a broken new first in music here. We'll be back on the dole next year. Oh, back on the dole, we'll be back on the dole. We'll be back on the dole next year. We'll be back on the dole, yes, that's the
King Curtin, Back on the Dole Tone. It's another classic. Who I believe Amanda Narden from Canard Narden. They're a favourite band now.
Yeah, or was it Alan?
I think that's right. Oh, was it Alan Narden?
Yeah, Narden.
My apologies. What I want to know is, Tony, what is King Curtin's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/alcoholicrap.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet 1, and I forgot to ask you about the We the Faceless MySpace page, didn't I?
So is it myspace.com/We the Faceless?
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 1, and now we're back up to speed. You're listening to the Planet Smashers right now. I'd like to tell you about my day last Thursday. Tony, if you've got anything to say now, say it, because this is going to be a bit of a story.
The floor is yours. Go for it.
Excellent. I'm glad I've got the floor. Last Thursday, I had a very busy day. What I did, last Tuesday, I got a phone call from a school called Hartswood School in Bournemouth, right?
Yeah.
Saying, uh-oh, we've got 4/5 of the school going to London, that's 800 pupils, for a day of wonder. 200 students don't want to go, and we need something to entertain them for the day. Wondered if you've got any ideas. We need to cover half the students each for an hour each, with thus a total of 2 hours. She said, we thought maybe you could come down and do some comedy. I went, yeah, no way. I said, but I've got another idea, which I thought of on the spot. I said, how about this? There's 200 students split into two groups of 100 each. Yes? She went, yes. I went, right, the 100 gag challenge. Every single one of them has to show up to school with a joke, right? And I'll get them all on stage in an hour to tell their joke on the mic. She went, I'll call it the 100 gag challenge. She went, that sounds brilliant. I went, yeah, it does. She said, how much do you want for it? I went, see how much that you can get, all right? I don't mind. Puts the phone down. Phones me back about half an hour later. It's 300 quid, all right? I went, you're 300 quid to say, and here's number 7. Here's number 82. Yeah, fantastic. Anyway, on the Thursday, I had to get up really, really early to go to this thing, right? Got to the school. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank the students of Hartsmere School, Boreham Wood, Hertfordshire, for the following decision. 140 of them, yes, 140, bunked off. The 100 gay challenge now had a total of 60 students, 10 of which didn't want to come to the 100 gay challenge.
Right.
So I had 50 students split over 2 hours. I did little sort of workshoppy things with them. Complete waste of time, really. They got nothing out of it. They were the ones that didn't have the gumption to go to London for nothing, age 14, etc. And one or two of them were funny, but they were mostly dreadful. Right.
Okay.
I do realise I've said that on air, but they it wasn't the right thing for them, really. They should have had some crayons. Right. So anyway, I got back. Right. Felix is snorting. He's snorting red wine. Right. I got back and I had to go to the college where I do stuff on a Tuesday morning in the afternoon to do all the registers for an entire term, which I'd conveniently forgotten. So I had to do 13 weeks of registers, which was rather creative.
Nice.
One or two of the ones I don't like as much were absent a couple more times than they actually were, with harsh comments. Right. I got that done by half five. I went down the Vic, where I saw Felix, in fact. And that's him there. And had a pint with him. And then I went down to London because I was doing a gig without my guitar at the place where I'd had the terrible time in Essex Road that I talked about a few weeks ago, called Pear Shaped Comedy, with the brilliant Brian Damage and Crystal as MCs. I got down there and they said, we'd like you to headline. And I went, really? That's interesting. I feel exactly the same. I'd like to go on first. Right? And they went, why? I said, because I've got another gig to go to. And I didn't tell them it wasn't a comedy gig. I just said, another gig to go to. So anyway, I do my 5 minutes and I had a really good laugh. I got my book out that I've been writing notes on the train, and I read things out from it. People looked at me like I was a bit weird and then laughed a bit. But I did get a big laugh for my New Republicans being voted out song that I may or may not have discussed with you. But it's all up to one joke, which I'm not going to say it on air. If you want to see me do it, you'll have to go and watch me. Fuck you. Right. Did that. Got paid £10, which I was very pleased with, because last time I got paid nothing. And with my £10, I got on a bus down to Angel, got the tube up to Tufnell Park, and went to see the Bleach Boys. What a fucking laugh. I had such a good time. John Codger was there, my ex-boyfriend. Aww. You know, he's dreamy. He's now seeing the lovely Helen. I say lovely, that's the only time I'll ever call someone from Chesterfield lovely. Fucking Spyrites. Right. She was there, he was there. I walked in, I saw the band straight away. They were sat around having a beer. Well, the first band was on, a band from, I think, the States, called the Steak Knives, who were quite good. Then I had a few drinks and started watching Bleach Boys with their new lead singer, Matty. They did an absolutely brilliant job. They finished, and then the headline band were a band called Johnny Throttle, the lead singer of which, I couldn't understand why someone called him a Portuguese twat. But then I realised it's because he used to be in the Parkinsons, who were Portuguese, if you remember, with the French drummer, Eric Baconstrip, who did Chart Up My Ex-Wife. Do you remember that?
They played The Mill, didn't they? I didn't go to it, but I remember talking about it.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, we played some on that show on Pantsfield 103. I played a couple of their songs.
Yeah.
So, I watched them, and they were abs. And the lead singer, he's turned into some kind of crazy Iggy Pop character, and it was just a great gig. And by the end of the gig, I was lashed. Right, I'd had a long day. And Matty said, his mum was there, and he said, how are you getting home? I went, well, like, I don't know. He said, well, do you want a lift? My mum will take you. Now, in my head, that meant that Matty and his mum would be getting in a car with me and would be going back. It turns out she lives in Baldock, so they'd be going past my house, basically, so it was fine. In the Homer's Lodge, she'd be going past. Right. So I went, yeah, great. Anyway, a few of us walked up the street, and I got in the car in the front, because I said to Matty, hey, I'm riding shotgun, and he went, no. He sat in the back, and his mum was driving. She got in the front via the steering wheel, most sensible place.
Yeah.
And we set off. And all the way through North London, up to the A1, we're talking away, and I keep saying, Matty, that's the thing, you know, now you're the lead singer of the band, it's great, you know, it's just a shame that Mark won't do Sooty and Sweet, because I really want you to do Sooty and Sweet, it's my favourite Beach Boys song, but Mark just won't have it, Mark's a complete pain. And Matty's saying to me in the back, but I am Mark. I'm going, yeah, right, Matty, shut up. Right, so it keeps going, and I keep saying things about the Beach Boys, and everything that I bring up, I seem to say to Matty, anyway, Mark, he's like, fucking hell, you know, when's he going to sort things out? You know, oh, by the way, the Bleach Boys didn't have Bleach Boy John, who's the one who gets in touch with us, on, because he's had a horrible wanking accident and has had to put, as he described it, some Meccano put in his hand. Right, so he wasn't there. They'd got a standing bass player. I'm going on to Matty about the standing bass player, about how it's good, because he's like, the bass player's really young and Matty's really young, and it kind of offsets the fact that Mark and John are, like, old. And even though they're cool, they're like, they are old, and it's good to have young blokes and old blokes in the band. It's kind of, it's more inclusive. Anyway, we get close to Letchworth, and Matty's mum says to me, Paul, look in the back. And I looked in the back, and Matty hadn't got in the car with us, Mark had, right?
Nice.
They sound really similar, and I hadn't looked round, like, and I'd spent 45 fucking minutes just slagging the bloke off to him. And I really didn't mean it like that, because he's a fucking great bloke, and it was like, it's, he's the oldest surviving member of the band, basically, and he's complete. The band wouldn't be there without him, and he's absolutely brilliant. I've just got a couple of issues with him, clearly, which I decided to tell him all about as if he wasn't there, talking to someone else who, in fact, was in him. So when I got out of the car, I felt a little bit sad. So I went upstairs and I drank half a bottle of vodka and played poker till 7 in the morning. And that was my Thursday. Now, the band that I mentioned, who were the headline band that I saw, were a band called Johnny Throttle. And John Codger, my ex-boyfriend, he's dreamy, who's going out with Helen, the Spyrite, had the forethought to approach Johnny Throttle and say, there's going to be a bloke who's coming to this gig who's got this brilliant podcast that you really, really want to get on. Make sure you bring a CD with you. They didn't. They made the CD especially. They brought it down. They haven't got an album yet out yet. They haven't been going for very long. They're absolutely brilliant. You're going to love them. This is Johnny Throttle and Stukas, Uber Shoreditch. Johnny Throttle and Stukas Uber Shoreditch. I tell you what, Tone, I hope they go places, because lots of bands, they can get big on the London circuit quite quickly, but then they just vanish or someone drops out and then they form another band, as what's happened with the Parkinsons, basically. Some of them became Johnny Throttle. And Eric, back on Strip, went into Sonic Boom Boys with Jet, who's now in UK Subs, etc. However,
yeah,
you know how I mentioned Helen, the Spyrite, in the last bit?
Yeah.
Felix, who is sat next to me right now, he says something funny, and I'm going to get him to repeat it. Off you go, handboy.
Right. If Helen, who is a Spyrite, was particularly hard, she would be known as the Iron Spyrites.
That's right. And if she was from Scunthorpe, whose nickname is, of course, the Iron, Scunthorpe United Football Club. The football club. Which is, of course, the nickname for Scunthorpe United Football Club. She'd be called Iron Spyrite. Oh! Right, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Johnny Throttle's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle.
No.
Oh.
MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle 000. Now, what does that make you think, Tony?
Someone's... They've made one before. Surely.
How many do you think they've made before? With Johnny Throttle, 000.
Three.
Yes, well, I think that was probably...
A total of four.
The minimum of their fourth go. before they actually got it right. And working on the bass, they would have started at naught, because if they started at one and got up to naught, then that would have been their 35th go, something like that. Yes, so anyway, it's myspace.com/JohnnyThrottle 000. Johnny is J-O-H-N-N-Y. Make sure you check out their MySpace page, add them, see, get in touch with them, say you heard about them on the show, etc., etc. You're listening to the Dead 60s, who aren't going anymore, but they're still boss. And have you got anything to say now, Tone? Because if not, I'm going to tell you another story.
Nope, go for it.
Right. On Friday, of course, being the day after Thursday of last week, I had to get the train to Bristol. And I got down there, and I got a Temple Meads, so just gone sick. And I'm in the taxi queue, and I started having a chat with this girl. Right, and by the time we'd reached the front of the queue, we'd agreed to share a cab because we were going to similar places. We got on really well, and I agreed to meet her later. These things don't happen very often, and probably don't happen to real people, right? They just, things like that happen to me, not all the time, but weird shit happens, right? So anyway, I go and do the gig, and I'd arranged to meet her at 10. I didn't get out of the gig till 11, went to where I was supposed to meet her. She'd gone, right? She'd left a note with a phone number, right?
Nice.
On the bar. Not on the bar, for anyone to pick up. The bar, I sort of walked in, and there's a girl on the bar that knew me. She goes out with the bloke, and it just doesn't matter. Anyway, I get this note. Right, I went back over the venue thinking, oh well, didn't see her, fair enough. She's a lovely girl, I'm really glad that I met her, that's fine. Went back over the thing, and the door staff say, look, we're going to go to this pub called the Jolly Roger in Easton, would you like to come? And I said, I'm not sure I would. And they went, why not? I said, well, what's it like? They said, do you like the Star and Garter? I went, oh, I love the Star and Garter. Anyone who's ever been to Bristol, go to the Star and Garter, but don't go till about 3 a.m. That's when it gets funny. That's where I was. I don't know whether you remember the story, but the bloke who runs it is a guy called Ken, and Ken's an old black dude, and he you can't get in unless you know him, that's the deal, right? And when I went up there the first time, someone had told me this. They said, when you get to the door, say to the doorman that you know Ken, and then you'll be all right. So I walked up the door, and there's an old guy there, and he said, no mate, no, you can't come in. So I said, it's all right, I know Ken. He went, all right, in you go. Fair enough. Went in full of smoke, can't see a thing, this is the old days, full of smoke. And it's ganja smoke, you know. Right? And reggae's going on. Place is packed. It's 3 a.m. I see someone I know. He says, fucking hell, how did you get in? I said to the doorman, I know Ken. He said, that is Ken. Right? clearly more stone than the rest of the crowd, right? So, this guy says, it's a bit like that. I went, brilliant, I'm going. I got in there, Tony. It was the worst looking pub I've ever seen in my life. It looks like it's about to be knocked down. I've discussed places like this before, but it looked like that when I walked in, Terry Waite was going to be chained to a fucking radiator, right? It looked really, really bad, right? So there's loads of big guys outside. Walked in, was just about the only white face in there. They're playing dub reggae. Everyone's shaking my hand, saying, your mates for the door staff, how's it going? Three old black ladies behind the bar, I'm getting drinks off them. And then Evans, the doorman, comes up and says to me, well, I can't really do the voice, poor man, and then I don't understand the rest. But it basically said, do you want real Guinness? I went, yes, I do want real Guinness, of course. And he ordered 2 bottles of Guinness Export, the stuff they send to Jamaica. Right, and it's about fucking 35% proof, this stuff. It's ridiculous. It tastes like black death. Right? And I went, I love this. At 6:15 a.m, Paul left the pub. Not really with the use of his legs, not knowing how he got home, but I got home. Woke up the next afternoon and couldn't find a note. Couldn't find a phone number. It'd gone. Lost it. So I thought, well, that's it. That's destiny. That's it. I'm not supposed to see this girl ever again. We had a lovely chat for 20 minutes. We could have ended up really good friends. Who knows? But it's gone. Went to do a gig in Bath that night at a new place called Comedia. Which is the second one. There's one in Brighton already, they've opened there. It's a disused cinema, which Jester's in Bristol is also a disused cinema. So I played 2 renovated cinemas in a day. Not disused. That would be rubbish. There's just me and the ghost and Scooby. The first act went on for too long, which meant the show finished late, which meant I missed the 11:10 back to Bristol. The next one was 12:10. So I'm sat on Bath Spa Station, being really pissed off, when these two drunk young blokes one of them walk up the platform. There's only me there. They walk up the platform. And one of them walks up and goes, "All right, mate, when's the next train?" I went, "Not till 12, 10. He goes, "Oh, shit." Right? And then this other one behind him shouting, "Eddie," I've got a bit of a quiff, what's left of it, shouting, "Oi, oi, Eddie Cochran, Eddie Cochran." And I'm going, "Oh, no, I'm going to get fucking shit off this bloke." I said, "Why does he keep saying Eddie Cochran?" And the bloke in front of me said, "Oh, don't worry about that, mate. He died outside my house. He had his car crash outside my house." Anyway, we got talking. They're called Adam and Lance. They're from Chippenham. They were happy, smiley, drunk fools. And once again, stupid me, they said, "Do you want to share a cab back to Bristol?" I went, "What a great idea." So for the second time in 2 days, I've got in a cab with a stranger or strangers. The first time round was a lovely young lady. This time round, I've got two drunk agricultural chavs. I went, "Oh, God, here goes." Anyway, they start arguing with the cabbie as soon as we get in. It's all getting a bit heated. I'm just staying out of it. They're being really aggro. He's getting intimidated. They said they wanted the cab for 20 quid. He said it was 35. I said, "Can we split the difference at 30 and I'll pay 10? He said, "That's all right." They said, "That's all right." He said, "I'll leave it on the meter. If it goes above 30, you have to pay the extra." And we all went, "Fair enough." We're going back and they're being really harsh to this bloke. They're being really, really rude to him. And he's on the Virgin Radio 3 for help. We get to Bristol. We get to the city centre. They get out. It's already hit 30 quid, right?
Right.
And I'm going, "Oh, no, I think it hit 34. So when they get out of the cab, I said to him, "Look, one of you's going to have to bung in another five for it, right, to sort this out, and then I'll sort the rest out." And one of them went to do a runner. The other one stopped him, put his hand in his shoulder. "No, he's nice. You do it." So he gives me the fiver. They go. The door shuts. The cabbie carries on to take me back to where I'm going. I go to hand the cabbie the fiver. He went, "There's no need for that." I went, "Why not?" He said, "Click, click." He didn't say click, click. He made two clicks on his meter. He said, "I've now put it on the right tariff. It's only on 24.
Nice.
Fucking legend. I got from Bath to Bristol for about 6 quid. So thank you very much, Adam and Lance in Chippenham. Now, you now tell me something about your life.
About my life, thank you.
Yes.
I'm spending mostly renovating Tony Towers at the moment and getting ready for Christmas and buying a new Christmas tree because mine one is fucked.
Is it? What's wrong with your tree?
The light's gone on it. Took it out of its box, put it all up, got it all ready, put the nice bit of paper on for it to stand on so it looks nice, put the birds on it, plugged the adapter in, the lights don't come on.
Yeah, but Felix said birds. You put what birds on it?
A couple of dead ones I got from next door's cat.
Oh, fair enough.
I thought
yeah.
They decorated it quite well.
How
put
festive.
A bit of tinsel around the neck. It looks great. But cool. The lights don't work.
Well, why don't you stick light bulbs up their fucking arses and you no need for tinsel?
Because then it'll smell of burnt dead bird rather than just dead bird.
If anyone can explain whether that makes any sense or not, do email Paulie P at punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. Paul, you're a festive idiot. Felix just said, "Fairy light eyes," which freaked me out a little bit. Yeah, you can't see that on... What he did, he put his forefinger out at 90 degrees to his forehead, right by his eye, and wiggled it a little bit as he said, "Fairy light eyes." Right, so all you people out there in Punky Radio Land have now got the perfect image.
Excellent.
There was something that I was going to get you to do then, Felix. Oh yeah. My tree's up, Tony.
Yeah,
and
I heard.
It's absolutely lovely, and Felix is now going to describe it to you.
Okay.
It's a very beautiful tree in hues of blue and green and yellow. Lovely blue hues. And it's set on a lovely, lovely, what I think is possibly silver stand with little cherubs dancing around what look like crescent moons. And it's a very beautiful thing, very festive.
And how tall is it?
He's left out fibre optics.
Is it fibre optics? And they work.
It is fibre optics. I left out the fibre optics. I was caught up with the colours. And I was caught up with the base, to be honest. The wonky star is a beautiful touch. The wonky star. And the wonky star does light up. It goes yellow and red and white and yellow and green. And there's some green. It's a lovely thing. But I was caught up with the bass, and the bass is very, very beautiful.
Is it the Cupids that set the bass off? Is it the Cupids that set the bass off?
That's Bill Wyman. No, yeah, Bill Wyman sets the bass off, baby.
Oh, good point, yeah.
Yeah. He loves it. It's the angelic faces, those youthful cheeks.
Nice.
Oh, Felix said youthful cheeks. Right, so now you know about Mottery. Do you want to tell people about iTunes? We ought to do something proper.
Okie dokie. If you have iTunes installed, please make sure you subscribe to the show, because it's still the best way to subscribe to the show, so you can get the new episode every time, as soon as they come out, straight to your iPod. And if you do have it installed, hey, why not review us? 5 stars only. Quickest way to get it, you can have a search for Punky in your iTunes, or go to punkyradio.com, and there's the iTunes link on the left. Hit that, you'll be taken to our music store page, where you can log in and review us. 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I do the UK, Paul does the US. Yes.
But only twice a year.
Yeah. As soon as they build up.
That sounds like Debbie does Dallas. Paul does the US. Gets off the plane and starts shagging.
Okay.
All right, yes.
Yeah.
I don't, of course. In fact, I don't know when I'll next be there. I'm very sorry, the US. I have no plans right now.
That exchange rate just quite isn't cutting it anymore.
It isn't worth it. No, it isn't. I'm going to go Iceland instead. Iceland is currently cheaper than Iceland, which, if you're in the UK, means something. If not, probably not. Here's a band that don't cost very much. Right, that's not true. They're very high maintenance. It doesn't matter which. I can't get out of this one now. They're halfway between. They're lovely. Right, this is from the vaults, Tony.
Okay.
I was reminded of this by something I saw on that there MySpace thing about a gig at Nottingham. Oh, about New Year's Eve. The Smears are doing New Smears Eve at the Angel, and there's a load of bands on. It's going to be really good fun. And after what's been going on with me over the last few days, what with Mark from the Bleach Boys and missing the girl and then getting in the cab with the blokes and everything like that, I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll play that old Smears song that I really, really like. Now, they've got new stuff now, but they've never sent us it. But we've got this one. They gave us this, so we can play it. So, hi to Em, Nat and Colin. I'll always call her Colin. She's called Colette, but you need a bloke in a band.
Yeah.
Right, so, hi to Emma, Nat and Colin. And this song, Tony, we played this on one of our very early shows, I think. So for those of you that can't get the early shows, this is a taste of what we were like when we started. I love this song. I think it's brilliant. It's as raw as you like. You can tell it was recorded in about 10 minutes, but it's brilliant. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Smears MySpace page?
I think it's myspace.com/ The Smears UK.
No, myspace.com/ Smears UK, as we call it. Smears suck.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. This is horribly wrong.
Oh,
So that was The Smears and Horribly Wrong. What do you think of that, Tone? It's great, isn't it?
Great song.
It is a really, really great song, and they have got more stuff out. Do make sure you check out their MySpace page, myspace.com/SmearsUK. Also, please do vote for us on Podcast Alley this week. Make sure you send us an iTunes review. I'd like a Poetry Corner before Christmas. I'd like a Comedy Suburbs before Christmas. Make sure you do email those to paulieb@punkyradio.com. What stuff do you want, Tone?
I want a twat. Tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. And also, if you've got a band or you know of any gigs locally that you'd like to advertise to the whole world, whether or not they can call me doesn't matter, email us, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, international gig guide. Yeah.
I think that's is that for Tony's international gig guide?
That's the one.
That's good. Now, there's also now an advert for Felix by Felix.
Come to Farley's Hairdressing Salon, and that's myspace.com/Farley's Hair Salon, or look up Farley's Hair Salon on Facebook and come there for the cuts, the punky cuts and the kitten blood cuts. And just general grooviness, good music, and find out what good gigs are going on in the area. Thank you very much indeed. Handing you back to Paul.
I just got called Paul.
Aww.
Isn't that lovely? Yeah, do get down there if you want a haircut better than mine. Go and see Felix, because I don't have mine cut there, because he made a fucking mess of it. No, get down there. It's a really funky place, and it's good fun. And you have tea or coffee or other stuff, depending on what time of day you go. Music's always great. There's an art gallery up front. It's great fun, and it's on Ickleford Road, Hitchin.
Wicked.
Yes, that's
if
right.
Only
Tony.
I had hair. Like,
say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo. And yes, this wasn't the Christmas special that I promised you last week, because I haven't been very fucking Christmassy.